Blog Talk Radio.
I am, it was beast, the apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We shall have to have each and every one of you guys. Pastor Bill is going to give us some music. So we're going to ask her if she'll be so kind to play the music for us today.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if you'd give us a word of prayer at this particular time. Hallelujah. I know I got a lot of background noise, but if y'all hear me clearly, let me know. If not, let me know.
Yes, Pastor, we can hear you. Well, I can hear you, Pastor.
Well, if you can hear me, everyone, it's well. Give us a word of prayer, please.
Okay, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. That was a word by Anthony Brown. Okay, the scripture I'd like to open up with is from Hebrews, the 4th chapter and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for this day. Thanking you, Father God, for those who were able to join us today, Father God. So find us anything, everything. We try to come up with this word today, Father God. Finding up all background noise, all everything that's not of you right now, Father God. Lord, we're praying for those that have asked us to keep them lifted in prayer, praying for the sick, praying for the bereaved, praying for those that are going through, Father God. Lord, we ask in your name, Father God, you continue to have your way in our lives, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would just open up our hearts to the word, Father, that we can share this word with others and that they too will know that the time is now to surrender their life to you, Father God. Lord, we ask you to say, have your way in our life, Father God. Let us be those lights that shine, bring others to you, Father God. And we thank you in advance for all of your many blessings that you have given unto us. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that prayer. In the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse, we're talking about faith in God's grace. Everybody has been able to appreciate having faith in God's grace. And this scripture starts out in Hebrews 4:2. And some manuscripts, because those who heard did not combine it with faith. They had heard the word, but because they did not mix it with faith, it profited them nothing. So let's go back and kind of read that for a moment. In Hebrews 4, and verse 2 says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Not being mixed with faith in them that they heard it. A lot of people heard the word, but they did not mix it with faith. Mm-hmm. In other words, they did not trust God's word. They did not believe that it was real from what we're saying. For which have believe they do enter into that rest. You got people mm-hmm. who don't operate. They'll say they believe, but they don't mix it with faith. In other words, they don't act on the word. James 1:22, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And I think that's where the body of Christ have fallen short, because they don't mix it with the word of God. They'll hear the word, but they don't mix it with faith. In other words, they don't act on it. They don't operate on it. So when you hear the word come alive, it becomes rhema, meaning you acting on it. You say, oh, yeah, that's me. God talking about me. See, you have to come to a place to know that that word is for you. So when you hear certain things, Ephesians 1:7 and Hebrews 9:14, Colossians 1:14, they all have the same thing in common. Forgiven of all of my sins. And you know you've been forgiven. You believe that, then you operate like that. Operate like that. You act like that. You don't believe in condemnation, but by the same token, you believe that God has forgiven you of those sins. Simply means you've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. When you've been redeemed, that means your bill been paid. And then you live like that. You take ownership of that. A lot of people, they don't take ownership of scriptures. So Hebrews 4 is saying that they didn't take ownership of it. They didn't operate on it. And one of the things we said we were going to talk about was expecting God's grace on you. You should expect. Pastor should read Psalms 5:12. And let me know when you get it. Psalms 5:12. Psalms 5:12.
Okay.
You should expect that. Should expect even in Lamentation 3:22-23, you got to expect God's favor. And if you're not expecting God's favor, then it's not for you. And if you expect it, then it's for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've been 12, Pastor. It says, for thou. I'm sorry. Psalms 5:12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. Reading it from the New Living Translation. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield and love. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah. When you expect, you know, God is going to surround you. So no matter what happens, I was saying this morning, a lot of times God is working things for our good. So what the devil meant for evil, God would turn it into good. Why? Because Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things, now all means all, means all things work together. You're good. All things. Things that's ugly, things that look like a crossing, things that does, all things are working together for your good because you love the Lord. And Lord's going to keep his promise. He's going to keep his word. Things are not going to change. You got to know the things that are happening to you right now. God mean the good for you. It may seem bad, but there's a lesson in that, that he's working all things together for your good according to his good pleasure. It is God's good pleasure to give us salvation. So we should expect it. We should expect an abundant life. 10:10 says, so the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but the outcome is he may have life and have it more abundantly. So you should expect the abundant life for you.
Yeah.
You should expect that. Anything less than it's absurd. So you should always expect what the Word of God said. You should always expect his promises. In Peter, as a matter of fact, we'll read that one. In 2 Peter, verses, let's go to 2 Peter 1 and 4. So we'll go to 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Paul through there talk about the promises of God. Some of that pastor shall read that. And I hope you all are hearing me clearly. Again, we're on the road, and I'm losing contact, internet, but I know God got it all together for me. So could you read 2 Peter 1 and 4?
Yes, Pastor. 2 Peter 1, 4, whereby are ye given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Reading it from the New Living. Oh, go ahead, Pastor.
Now, go ahead.
Oh, reading it from the New Living Translation. And because of his glory and excellency, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Amen.
These are promises that God has made for us. That these, why? So your joy may be filled. God wants your joy filled. According to St. John, God wants your joy filled. And in John 1 and 4, it tells us you want our joy filled. This is another reason we have these precious promises, so that our joy may be filled in him. In 2 Peter 1, verse 4, I wanted to back because according as his divine power has given unto us all things pertaining to life, godliness, through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Wherefore, given unto us an exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And it's all according to his divine power. He has given unto us all things. Give us these things. These are spiritual things. The things that we've been talking about that is all wrapped up in his face. Stop and think about it. These precious promises I just think about the word precious by itself. When you think about something precious, it means something to you. Some of you all right now may have some precious jewelry. They have something that's really precious. If you don't want to see it damaged, broken, because it's precious to you. Well, that's the same thing. It's precious. God's promises are precious. His promises. And his promises is yea and amen. And amen. You have to know healing. Healing is one of God's promises. Deliverance is one of these. These are all precious. But what's really precious is his grace. When I think about healing, in Proverbs 10:3, and you have to read this as he's healing you physically, mentally, spiritually. In Proverbs 10:3, could you read that for us, Pastor? Proverbs 10:3.
Praise God. Proverbs 10:3.
Yeah, this is Lord, just one of the promises that God made.
Amen. Proverbs 10:3. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. Amen. Let me read that again. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. So reading that from the Living Word, it says, the Lord will not let the godly go hungry, but he refuses to satisfy the craving of the wicked. Amen, amen.
And that was Proverbs 10:3.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, listen, brother, sister, that's a promise to heal us. He promised to make sure we have food. He promised to make sure that we have his righteousness. Not our righteousness, but his righteousness. See, so when you got his righteousness, you don't need your righteousness. And when I think about God's promises, one thing I'm always mindful of, and that is truth. He says that you shall know the truth, and you shall know the truth. Not a truth, but the truth, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
We need
a stand free and to know what truth freedom is. Life is full of many choices, and there are sure paths, but there's only one truth that will lead us to the things of God. Jeremiah 16:6 and 16, we can take it to make a decision on our life on a daily basis. Can you read Jeremiah 16:16 for us, please?
Okay, Pastor. Jeremiah. Jeremiah 16:16.
Jeremiah 6.
Okay.
And 16. 6th chapter and the 16th verse.
Okay, Pastor, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Reading it from the King James verse. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they say, we will not walk therein. Amen. Excuse me. From the Living Word says, this is what the Lord says. Stop at the crossroads and look around. Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path and you will find rest for your soul. But you reply, no, that's not the road we want. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for reading that. Listen,
well,
my brothers, with this, God expects for us to accept his promises. Unfortunately, there are those in life that see things one way. In other words, it appears as one thing. And when we actually get involved, it's something totally different. So you have to make the right choices in life. Truth is not something that is relative to, but truth is something that's an actual fact. It relates to a situation. The truth does not change. The truth does not fit necessarily in your box. See, the truth stands alone from you, and you can't change the truth because it is the truth. It's the fact. So you shall know the truth and the truth to free. Having a working knowledge of what truth really is and how to walk in truth will keep you from making wrong decisions in life. It will keep you from having bad confessions in life. Listening to somebody pray on the other day. Why not pray according to the Word of God? I mean, all this so religious stuff just to be seen and to be heard. And someone may ask, well, do you have the right to judge? According to 1 Corinthians 2:16, I do.
Yeah.
And in judging, that people should speak truth. What is truth? The Word of God is truth. Jesus said in John 17. So when I pray along the lines of the Word, whatever the Word says. So I like to be thankful. That's first and foremost when you're praying. Be thankful. Stop begging God. He already know what you need. He don't have an idea of what you need. He knows what you need. So
thank you.
You don't have to be like the Gentiles. You don't have to be like the Pharisees. You can pray an honest prayer, whatever that is. You can pray that prayer and allow God to move in your life in that area. Praying a sincere prayer is just being honest and open with God and letting God know your heart desire. Would you start by being thankful? That's the first thing you want to do, is be thankful. Then secondly, you want to always remember that it's God who is Lord, who is Master, who is Ruler. And he already see your need. Then you glorify him. You glorify him by being God, because that's who he is. You glorify him by being your Savior, by being your deliverer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So we've come to that point now where if you have any comments or anything, you can press 1, and we'll go from there. So happy to see Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah. She, I was gone on yesterday, but I'm happy to see her today. Hallelujah. Anybody have any other comments? Press 1.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to read 2 Peter verses 3 and 4 from the Message Bible. And it reads, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally, intimately, the one who invited us to God. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely the rich promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen. Amen. What a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's been given to us. These are God's promises. We're going to pick it up today or tomorrow. I'm talking about faith and its grace. And this grace is God's promises. And that's just one of them. We need to take advantage of it. That's what I'm going to say. Take advantage of God's promises that he has promised us. And with that being said, thank you so much, Pastor, for all your participation. And all you listeners, thank you so much. And we'll see you tomorrow for the word.
God bless.